Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of NASCAR with Nate. With another race in the books, we can start to see who is strong and who has some work to do. Disaster strikes late for Junior Motorsports' Justin Allgaier. The Toyotas show up and dominate. Bristol is next, and more. Get comfortable and get ready. Without further ado, let's get started. The Xfinity race was good. It was a pretty normal race. By the end of it, it looked like Justin Allgaier had it in the bag. Like, he went below the line in turn 3 and 4, which is very unusual. Usually, if they want to go low, they'll just wrap that line. He went under it, which was weird, and then in turn 3 and 4, well, I guess 1 and 2, he blew his tire, backed it into the wall, totaled his car, and that, with 4 laps to go, it was pretty sucky to see. He was easily the best car there, had the win in the bag, and then he lost it. Chandler Smith ended up winning the race, which brings on some questions about Junior Motorsports. When are they going to, you know, get out of this bad luck that they've had early in the season? It feels like something every single week is wrong with Junior Motorsports. Like, last week, they did all right, but if I'm not mistaken, Sam Mayer finished like dead last week. So it's always something with Junior Motorsports, and this week was their closest they could get to a win with 4 laps to go. Their guy's winning by like 6 seconds, and he blows a tire, so that really sucks. Other than that, the Xfinity race was pretty normal. Let's move on to the Cup race. It was a pretty normal race. I mean, I kind of thought it was boring, but I got one word 3 times. Toyota, Toyota, Toyota. It was all Toyota this week, which if you listened to the podcast last week, it's the complete opposite of what I said. So that's kind of embarrassing, but it is what it is. Going into this race, Toyota had led 15 laps all year, so you cannot blame me for what I said. I said it was going to be a blue oval dominated race, which if you don't get what I'm saying, is a Ford dominated race. If you look at the past and you look at, you know, the stats in the past, it's always been Ford's track. And, you know, sure, they had, RFK had two, you know, they finished second and fourth, but it felt like it was just Toyotas all day that just. Ty Gibbs, he, you know, did really good in the first stage. I thought he was going to win it. Ended up getting passed by another Toyota, Tyler Reddick. And so, you know, Toyotas led all but 14 laps of this race. So, you know, all these questions we've been asking all year about is what's wrong with Toyota? Are they going to get it figured out in time? You know, I think they got it figured out. The big thing about this year was, you know, the Ford camp has a new car. The Toyota camp has a new car. Chevrolet is in the old car. So what they were hoping was, you know, Chevrolet gets a good start. They get out early, and that helps them later on in the year when everybody else catches up. Well, I mean, it worked for the first 3 races. Daytona, Atlanta, Vegas are all Chevrolet winners. You got William Byron, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson. And then last week, you know, Christopher Bell comes in there, just completely demolishes everybody. So, yeah, Christopher Bell won the race. Let's look at the top 10 real quick. We got starting from the top going to 10th, Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Martin Truex Jr., Michael McDowell, Chase Briscoe, and Tyler Reddick. So let's count real quick. We have 4 Toyotas in the top 10. Fords, we have 5 in the top 10, and Chevrolet, we have 1, Ross Chastain. So yeah, I guess you could say that Chevrolet's, you know, early stint where they're just kicking everybody's butts done. Toyota's here to play. I was hoping for Ford, you know, that they had the short tracks, because Toyota easily has the intermediate tracks if everything plays out like Vegas did. But yeah, I don't know, I'm happy for Toyota. They had a really rough start. And the Ford guys, they have a bunch of guys that should be up there. It's just like, perfect example, Joey Logano. And Joey Logano is 30th in points. He has finished worse than 28th 3 of the 4 races. And yes, he has started on the front row 3 of those 4 races. But I mean, what does it matter if you can't finish in the top 30, you know? So, the Ford camp has a lot of figuring out to do. Toyota, they're, if they could figure out the super speedways, then I'd say they're in pretty good shape. And from what I remember, the super speedway wasn't even that bad. They just got caught up in wrecks and stuff. So, you know, to summarize Phoenix up, early you could tell Christopher Bell was good. He kept working his way through the pack. You could tell if he got out in front, it was going to be some trouble. And he ended up getting out in front, and it was some trouble for everybody else. So let's look at some winners for the week. I would say, and I'm sure most people would say, that it was a near-perfect weekend for Joe Gibbs Racing. We did not have a truck race, so in place of the truck race was an ARCA race, which was won by Joe Gibbs' William Sawalich. He won the ARCA race. You go over to the Xfinity race. Chandler Smith won that due to a... Sorry, I'm a junior motorsports fan. Chandler Smith won the Xfinity race due to that. And Christopher Bell won the Cup race. So Joe Gibbs walks out of Phoenix with 3 wins in 3 races. And then Ty Gibbs has a career best finish of 3rd. So there's not a lot of Ty Gibbs fans out there. But I like him. You know, when he was in the Xfinity series, he made some stupid decisions. One that comes to mind is the time where he knocked his teammate. He was already locked into the playoffs, Ty Gibbs was. And his teammate needed to win. And his teammate was in first place. Ty Gibbs wrecked him for the win. That was not his brightest moment, not his best moment. But he won the race, and that's really what matters, I guess. But, you know, come Phoenix, he won that too, but... You know, there's going to come a time where if you treat drivers like that, they're probably going to retaliate, and it's not going to be as good as it was if you would have just let the dude win, especially it being a teammate. So, I don't know. But, you know, it's good to see him doing good. He has, I think he finished 5th at Vegas, 3rd at Phoenix. He has the highest average finish in the Cup Series right now this year. So, I put him in my playoff prediction. I'm sure most people did. I think we're going to see that by the time we get back to Phoenix. He's going to be, I don't know if he'll be in the Final Four. That's a huge overstatement, but I think he'll make the playoffs. I think, you know, the way he's racing right now, he is going to get that win. Another winner this week was RFK Racing. They've had some bad luck. You know, this week was Brad Keselowski's first top 10 win, which is so weird to say, but, you know, RFK placed both cars in the top 5, Christopher Buescher finishing 2nd, Brad Keselowski finishing 4th. Like I said, he was in a need for a good finish because this was his first top 10 of the year. So I was kind of worried about RFK. I know other people were. I heard it on Out of the Groove that people were talking about, you know, if they're going to be able to turn it around, if they'll be able to get going. And I think, you know, they proved this week, at least on the short tracks, that they're going to be some people to, you know, hard people to beat. So hopefully that carries over to Bristol. Another person that did really good this week was Ryan Blaney. I said he was going to finish 2nd. He finished 5th. But, hey, I'll take it. This was his 3rd top 5 in a row. Ryan Blaney has not won a race, but he is leading in points right now. Yep, so he's not into the playoffs. But, you know, if 15 guys won the race, Ryan Blaney did not win a race. Where he's at in points right now, he still makes the playoffs. So, Ryan Blaney's having a phenomenal year. He is 1st in points again. That's his 3rd top 5 in a row at Phoenix. So, if he can just keep doing what he's doing, the win will come. Let's talk about the people who did not do so hot this weekend. Richard Childress Racing. I'm a Kyle Busch fan. This one hurt. Sunday was a rough day for Richard Childress Racing. Austin Dillon was collected in an early crash. I don't know. He said he couldn't see. He said he got on the gas, but if you look, I mean, if somebody's smoking right in front of me, why are you getting on the gas, dude? Get on the brakes. But I don't know. I'm not a race car driver. I would have probably hit the brakes, though. Anyway, so Austin Dillon runs into whoever it was that he ran into, tears up his car for what feels like what race was that? The fourth week in a row. He's always getting into something. And then later in the race, Kyle Busch spun out. So Austin Dillon finished 32nd with the nose damage that they had, and then Busch finished 2 laps down, 22nd. So, rough weekend for Richard Childress Racing. I don't know. Kyle Busch needs to figure it out, though, because, you know, he's good enough to be a front runner, and the RCR cars, they're good. They just, this week at Phoenix was a miss, for sure. Hopefully they can respond at Bristol. So, another guy that did not have a very good week is Joey Logano. Yep, he started on the front row in 3 of the first 4 races, but his 34th place finish is his 3rd result of 28th or worse this year. He's fallen to 30th in points, and sure, he's wrecking out, but come on, man, you're a champion. So, I don't know what his problem is, and, you know, he was up front he's been up there, he's been, like it says, you know, he's on the front row for 3 of the 4 starts, and somehow, some way, something happens, he gets in a wreck. I don't know what he needs to do, but he needs to find a way to stay out of trouble in their easy top 10 in points right now, maybe even top 5. Daytona 500, he was in the front row and got wrecked. So, I don't know, man. He's having a real hard time this year as far as luck goes. It's just not falling his way. It's early. We went through four races. There's plenty of time. I do not think that Bristol's going to be his week. I think he's probably going to have another off week. Not as bad as 28th, but hopefully, you know, we get back to the intermediates. He starts doing a little bit better. Another guy that didn't do very good was Corey LaJoy. He followed a 32nd place finish at Vegas by a 33rd place finish at Phoenix. And he wasn't doing too bad. He just, you know, another victim of Joey Logano. He got caught up in a Joey Logano wreck, and it kind of ruined his day. I didn't put him in my fantasy group this week, though. I had a good feeling that he wasn't going to do good. So I'm glad I didn't do that. Won me $7. Another guy that didn't do so hot was Josh Berry, and I'm sorry. I said you should pick him for your fantasy. I was wrong. You can't blame me. If you look at, you know, 2023 in the same race, he finished 9th place in Hendrick's equipment. And, yeah, this year he finished 26th. But that's okay. We got next week. So that's pretty much the Phoenix race. Let's take a look at the standings after four races. So in first place is Ryan Blaney. And then after that, we got Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and Daniel Suarez. I don't think there's much surprise other than I'm surprised that Daniel Suarez is so low. I can't remember if he got caught up in a wreck, but he's all the way back in 10th place, and then Chase Elliott is above him in 9th. Let's check where our other winners are. We got William Byron in 4th, Kyle Larson in 2nd. So who are we missing here? We got Kyle Larson in 2nd place, William Byron in 4th, and Daniel Suarez. We're missing Christopher Bell. Where's Christopher Bell in the rankings? These must not quite be updated yet. Anyways, so let's take a look at the NASCAR with Nate power rankings after hearing the actual rankings. So essentially what this is I looked around the sport at some power rankings and made sure mine somewhat correlated with the other content creators, but also made sure to make it true to myself because this is my podcast, and I think it is okay for me to have an opinion or two that people don't agree with. So with that being said, in first place, I have Kyle Larson. In second place, William Byron. In third place, Christopher Bell. In fourth place, Daniel Suarez. In fifth place, Ryan Blaney. Sixth, Tyler Reddick. Seventh, Ty Gibbs. Eighth, Denny Hamlin. Ninth, Ross Chastain. And 10th, Martin Truex Jr. So let's go back through that, and I'll explain to you why I did what I did. If you look at the top four, it's all your winners this year. So, the only way I can think of that is who is locked into the playoff right now? Those four guys. So, therefore, those four guys are the best. They're the only four that are in the playoffs right now. They're the only four that have won a race. So, I'm not going to stick Daniel Suarez at 10th place. Now, I understand that, you know, for like points-wise, that's where he's at. But if you look at some other people's power rankings, they have him down there at 10th too. And he's won his race. He's locked into the playoffs. So, I'm sure, you know, after Bristol, if it's not a repeat winner, Daniel Suarez might drop down to 5th. If Tyler Reddick comes in here and wins, Tyler Reddick's probably going to 2nd on my board. But right now, he's in 6th. Ryan Blaney, I think, you know, like it said, he's had, you know, great success. It feels like he's always up front battling. And so, that's why he's in 5th place. Tyler Reddick, I think he should have won Las Vegas. He was one move away from winning that race. And if he did, he's probably first place on my board right now, and Kyle Larson and him are switched spots. So Tyler Reddick's having a great year. It's going to happen eventually. He's just got to keep going, keep pushing, and he'll get that win. It's number 7, Ty Gibbs. That's another one that you won't see on a lot of power rankings, but like I said, he's leading the series in average finish. He started on maybe the pole or the outside row, one of the two. He led 50 laps or 57 laps at Phoenix, one of the two. He finished 5th at Vegas, 3rd in Phoenix. He's on the rise. He's 7th in my rankings. Coming in 8th place is Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin was up there battling for the lead before he spun out. Ross Chastain finished in the 2nd row at Atlanta. He's always up there. He's making good decisions. He held off at Vegas. I think he got like P4 or something like that on two sets of tires. He drove his butt off. Ross Chastain's always one of those guys, you know. He's going to race you for the position that he thinks he deserves, and he's not going to give you anything. I really like that about Ross Chastain. And so, yeah, he's ninth, and then Martin Truex is sneaking in at 10th place. Martin Truex is doing really good. He's being really consistent. I can't remember where he is on the... he's third in the standings right now. So, he has 141 points. He's tied with Kyle Larson, really, for second. And then Ryan Blaney's winning with 151 points. So, yeah, he's doing great. He just needs to keep pushing. You know, he's... I wonder how close he is to retirement. I think he's got one more in him at least. I don't think he really thinks about it, but I hope we can see him have a competitive year this year. Let's go on to news for the week. Not much news this week, but some news is Connor Zilish. He's to make his NASCAR Xfinity Series debut at Watkins Glen in the Junior Motorsports 88 car. Connor is 17 years old. He is also the winner of the Daytona 24 Hours. So, yeah, he turns 18 this summer. He'll be at Watkins Glen. He's also going to do three more races. I can't remember exactly where the tracks are. I know he's doing Homestead and Phoenix at the end of the year. There's one more that I can't remember. I think it might be Vegas, but I'm not for sure. So, I think he's for sure doing Watkins Glen, for sure doing Homestead, for sure doing Phoenix, and I think he's also doing Las Vegas to wrap up the year in the Junior Motorsports number 88 car. It's a deal with Trackhouse. He's a Trackhouse development driver, so I don't know what his future looks like if he's going over to Spire. I think he'll be a Chevrolet guy, so I'm excited to see him. Hopefully he kicks butt at Watkins Glen. That'd be super cool. He's 17. He's really young, but, you know, he's got a resume. He's been racing since he was 5 years old. He's from Mooresville, North Carolina, so he's been around the sport his whole life, and he's literally a Daytona 24 Hours winner, so... You know, I think his resume and his past speaks for itself. I don't think he's going to have any problem fitting in. And hopefully, you know, he has a great start. And let's go on to fantasy. So I don't have much for fantasy this week because Toyota's really threw me for a loop. I would say it's probably smart to maybe stay away from the Chevrolets. And I'm going to say that and watch. Hendricks is going to finish all guys in the top 10. But... If it were me, I'd go RFK. I'd go RFK, get some Joe Gibbs guys in there. There is one guy that you need to absolutely make sure. If it were me, I am absolutely making sure I find room for Denny Hamlin in my fantasy lineup. He's always tough to beat. He's a three-time winner. And most importantly, he raced his way into victory lane last fall in convincing fashion. So, you know, I think it'd be silly to go against Denny Hamlin. He's always hard to beat here. He's a great racer. He's another one of those late model guys. He's good at these short tracks. It's funny. It's silly to go against him. I said the same thing about Josh Berry, but, you know, Denny Hamlin also has, like, the second most wins without a championship ever. So he has the experience that Josh Berry lacks. If it were me, I'd go with Denny Hamlin on this one, guys. All right, and that is going to wrap it up for this week's episode of NASCAR with Nate. It was our fifth episode. You know, they say if you make it to 5 episodes on a podcast, you're a lot more likely to make it. A lot of people don't make it to 5, so we made it, and I'm happy. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe to us on your podcast platform so you never miss a thing. If you have any questions or concerns, or there's just something you want me to talk about on the podcast, you can let me know over on Twitter at NASCARWithNate. Thank you so much again for listening this week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday after we see Ty Gibbs win his first NASCAR Cup Series race. What? You didn't think I was going to forget the winner's prediction, did you? See ya.